Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 5 o'clock on a Tuesday, which means it's time to pay the bill. Let's talk to our guy, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. JCM, tough one last night, man. How you feeling?
What's going on? Feeling good. How you doing?
We're doing okay, bud. Walk me through last night post-game. Just what's the feeling like? A hard-fought game where you guys come up a little bit short. How frustrating was it? Just kind of what was the vibe?
It's definitely frustrating. I feel like that's the only way to put it. Definitely upset. Only thing we can do is move forward and play our football that we know we play. So I mean it was first grade for sure.
So the play that everybody's talking about at the end of the game, you guys have the ball, 3rd and 1. Looked like Jade never had a great grip on it, and you know it sort of bounces around when it gets to you. Fumble happens, Chicago gets the ball. What did you feel? What did you see on that play in those kind of wet, gross conditions?
I feel like it's a play that happened very fast, and I feel like we just gotta like just be more detailed in what we do, and I mean I take responsibility in that. I mean we both do. I mean we both gonna hold each other accountable, but I mean we just gotta be better at the end of the day, and that will never happen.
Jacory Kroski-Merritt with us here on Grant and Danny. I give Chicago some credit, man, coming off the bye week. It looked like they changed some things. They got some people back, and that run defense had not been good to this point for this year. And they were pretty good last night. I thought it was tough sledding for you at times. What were they doing to try to slow you and the running attack down?
I mean, I think it was a lot of just, like, having guys in the box to try to stop the run. I mean, give those guys credit. They played a hard-fought game, but I give those guys a lot of credit.
In terms of how comfortable you are now, I mean, obviously this is a whole bunch of carries for you, consecutive weeks. I know Cliff Kingsbury's referenced this a couple different times, you away from the football as kind of the place and area, and you've talked about this too, that you're continuing to grow and learn at this level. How much more comfortable do you feel now than you did a couple weeks ago with all those things away from the ball, pass blocking, route running, all that kind of stuff? How are you feeling now compared to a couple weeks ago?
I'm definitely feeling more comfortable. And, I mean, I got a lot of stuff that I want to work on. And I feel like yesterday it wasn't my game, but I won't let that just kill my confidence. I mean, and I know I just got to get better for my team.
Speaking of confidence, I thought it was really cool where, you know what, you see a lot of times in old school football, I mean, I'm obviously much older than you, Jacory. I'm more than twice your age, I think. But I think back to like when I was a kid, if somebody, you know, regardless of how it happened or whose fault it was, fumbled, they'd be benched and the coach is going to make a big scene about chewing them out, et cetera, and put on a big production. It happens to you, you're right back in there, first carry of the next possession. A lot of confidence shown in you. What does that mean to you to have that staff and all your teammates behind you like that?
I mean, I really don't want to be put in that position for them to have to choose whether I go back in or not. So I mean, that's my main thing. I hear people saying that, but it's like this shouldn't happen in the first place to even have to let them choose or whether you're gonna go in or not. So I mean, I take full responsibility for that. And I mean, I'm happy that they just kept their trust, but I know things like that, it can't keep happening, or it's not gonna always be the outcome. So I know I just gotta just tighten up on my fundamentals and just be better, because I know it's not gonna always be like that.
I hear you. A couple games now, a whole bunch of touches, as we kind of mentioned, 34, I think, is the number I got, if I got it right, over the last couple of games. How's the recovery going? How do you feel kind of the day after? Are you kind of getting used to this unbelievable grind that is the NFL, where it seems like there's no downtime and you guys are just right back on the horse getting ready for the next game? How's the body feel at this point?
Body feels great. And like that's a blessing that your body can feel good going into week 7. And it's just, I mean, like me being around the different guys in the locker room, I kind of like pick up on how they can like prevent injuries or like just treat their body the best they can so that they can be prepared for like the beating that they're about to get into. So I mean, it's been great so far, and I mean, I'm loving the grind, like day in and day out. Just like we was right back at it today. Just trying to get better, and like I'm loving the grind for real.
Can you give me an example of a tip you've picked up from a veteran as to kind of best way to either prevent injuries or take care of your body or something like that?
I would say massages, getting them throughout the week. Just getting your body worked on, hot tub, cold tub, just contrasting. And I mean, even just eating clean too, I mean, that helps a lot, making sure you're hydrated. So it's a lot of small things that go into it.
Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt with us here on Grant and Danny for his weekly 5 p.m. spot. So what does this week look like? You don't have a lot of time to, you know, to feel sorry for yourself and lick your wounds. As you said, it's right back to it. You guys have a short week now with a divisional opponent coming up. What does this week look like?
Oh, yeah, I know guys are ready to get back to practice and ready to get back on the field. And like, we put so much work in, and it's like, anytime we step on the field, our goal is to win, like, in all categories. So, I mean, I know, like, every single guy in that building got that taste in their mouth. And, like, we just ready to get back on the field.
So last night, you guys, as a team, not just one person, obviously, get down double digits. Same thing happened against the Chargers. Think of that Atlanta game. Think of the Green Bay game where you guys were down early and then you know, kind of come roaring back. Why do you think that's happened over you know several times this year where you guys, to your credit, have come storming back and you had a late lead in this game, but you've gotten off to less than ideal starts. It's been a little slower going maybe in the first quarter. What's your feeling? Why do you think that is?
I mean, we just got to start fast. I feel like that's all it is. Once we start fast, I feel like that eliminates a lot of us being down double digits. So, I mean, that's basically it, starting fast from the beginning to the end of the game.
Do you feel like it's a matter of time before you guys start doing that?
Nah, I feel like it can happen every game. Is just a matter of us executing.
Gotcha.
We have really good players on this team, so you just got to execute.
What kind of surprised you about last night? And here's what I mean. Like, you looked, I'm sure you watched hours and hours of film on the Bears, and they, you know, as you said, they loaded the box, did a couple different things. They had some guys back that they hadn't had previously. But were there some looks? Were there some things that they were doing that you guys hadn't anticipated? And then how did you adjust to that?
It was what we seen on film. It wasn't really anything that surprised me. We know that was a tough team, like gonna give they a lot of effort, and like we just, it just wasn't our day.
I'm trying to remember which run it was. You might know it. There was a carry that you had where I think you burst through. I want to say it was like 5 or 6 yards, and you could tell you were really ticked off. Like you're kind of slamming the ball in the turf a little bit. Like, damn it, I almost had something huge right there. Do you remember that play?
I think I do.
Yeah. So what did you see there? What did you feel like you almost had?
I feel like it was the inside zone thing was under center.
Yep.
And I think I had a crease, but it just ended up closing very fast.
Those are the kind of things that, you know, I think fans don't realize this, and I know I can't because I never played anywhere near at the level you guys are at, of course, and most people didn't. You're the best players in the world. How close it is sometimes, right, where like a 4-yard carry is almost a 50-yard carry, right? Just it's a matter of that little tiny bit right there. Do you have like a couple of those a game, it feels like, where it's like, man, if people only knew how close this was to a house call or something?
Oh, definitely. And, I mean – It's always like that. I mean, guys are very fast, very athletic, and, I mean, they got a job to do, too, at the end of the day. And, I mean, it's definitely a lot of plays like that where you're, like, a second away or a cut away from, like, just taking it, making a 4-yard gain to a 20-yard gain or something like that. So, it's definitely a lot of close calls. That people don't notice,
for sure. Well, buddy, you know, a tough one last night, but as you said, not much time here to kind of get back after it this week. Dallas week, it's a huge one, man, and good luck preparing and have a great weekend. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. There he goes. That is Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt for his weekly spot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to A Terrible Tuesday on The Fan, brought to you by Chiniga Mios, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Time to head to the Root Guest Hotline. Root, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's time to say good morning to Von Miller from your Washington Commanders. What's up, Von? Good morning. How are
you? Props to Von for getting up. Howdy, guys. How's it going?
What time did you get to bed last night?
I haven't been to bed. That was a hard pill to swallow. Oh. You know, you come home and you watch the Chicago film, and then you get started on the Cowboys film. So this would be a tough 24 hours, but I'll be ready to go.
So Is this a big nap day for you if you legitimately didn't sleep? So tell us when you get home. Tell us, like, when you leave the stadium, when you get home, and that sort of thing.
Okay, so I think the game was over around 11:30. Mm-hmm. Got out of the stadium around midnight. There's an hour and 15-minute drive back to Leesburg.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you get home around 1:15, and I got, you know, two kids, too. So wind down, you know, probably around, you know, 3. And I started watching film on the iPad and watched our game. That probably took me about 2 hours, and I watched a couple of Cowboys game. That was another 2 hours, and then I had a 9:20 call with you guys. So here we are.
Oh, my God. How old are your kids?
My oldest, he's 4.
Okay.
And my youngest, he'll be 3 in February.
So when you got home, you woke them up?
No, they were already up from the game, but they slept on the way over here. And so I just picked them up out of the car, put them in the bed. And,
okay.
You know, Do you have a driver?
I got you.
Do you have a driver on the way home from games? Or you drive yourself?
I think you drive yourself.
Yeah, I drive myself.
Wow. I don't know why you would do that.
Do we know what vehicle he drives? Do we want to bet on his vehicle?
Oh, that's a great question.
I feel like he's driving a truck.
Don't answer yet. Vaughn.
Don't answer, Vaughn.
Yeah, I mean, Raptor.
Does he get specific?
Raptor.
He's a Texas guy, probably. Like, he's got a big one. He's probably got, like, a Ford F-250 with, like, the double wheels in the back.
I don't know what he's got. Silly. I mean, some fat-ass SUV.
I got an Escalade.
There you go.
Old school.
But I do got the Raptor, too, though. You know, the Raptor is good. Rain, sleet, hail, or snow. I played in some bad weather cities, so that Raptor comes in handy.
Excuse me. So, Vaughn, tell me. You go right into the film. What are you looking for when you're watching? Like, what was in your head, and then what did you see?
You know, off top, you know, we didn't play the game that we wanted to play, but you know, things change and you make adjustments throughout the game, and I felt like we did that. We did enough to win the game, offensively, defensively, and on special teams. You know, obviously we could have did more, and obviously, you know, if we would have won the game, it wouldn't have looked how we wanted it to look, but you know, we did enough to win the game. You know, make a play here, make a play there, and you know, it would have been a totally different game on all three phases. It wasn't just the turnovers on offense. On defense, we had multiple chances. We had a pick with Frankie. We had a pick with Mikey. You know, we had a shot at it. I think Revis was deep on Dunsey. It was like a little play action deep. We had multiple chances to get the ball, but we weren't able to do it. We had a big blocked field goal that was huge, and we held them on fourth down. That was huge too. So you could count those as turnovers, but it was still, you know, 3-2.
Yeah,
turnover worthy plays for sure. It seemed to me, just watching the game on TV, that when they ran outside those pitch plays, they really had some big gains. What can you do to stop that in the future, those outside pitch plays that Swift, you know, kind of gouged you guys on?
Yeah, we just gotta fit them up. You know, that playing on the outside end, you know, that's my lens first. And you know, it wasn't just those pitch plays, it was quick screens out there too. Mm-hmm. And we just got to fit them up. You know, you got to hustle to the ball. We knew they were going to be able to make some plays. You know, we were counting on us making turnovers and, you know, our hustle plays and getting them in third and long, which we did. We were able to get some pressure, but, you know, there's too many explosive plays, too many leaky yardage. You know, you kid them, you tackle them at the line of scrimmage and then they fall for, you know, 3-4 yards. Over time, that adds up. But, you know, like I said, it was a tough game. It did not look how we wanted it to look, but I still felt like we could have won the game offensively, defensively, and on special teams. It's just a play here, a play there. It wouldn't have looked how we wanted it to look, but we could have won that game last night.
Joined by Vaughn Miller from the Washington Commanders. So when Frankie Louvu flattened Caleb near the sideline and he pops up, then he's begging for a call. Do you guys start chirping at Caleb like, you're not going to get a call? You weren't out of bounds. Just zip it. Just be a man.
No, That's just the state of the league right now. It's kind of like in basketball. You know, whenever they go up for a shot and they don't get the dunk or they don't get the layup, they immediately look at the ref, and unfortunately that's part of the game. You know, these quarterbacks, they try to tiptoe the sideline, and if Frankie would have pulled up, Caleb was actually, he was trying to step back inside, like he was trying to cut back into the field. So if Frankie wouldn't have went ahead and you know, made that tackle right there, he would have sidestepped, and he probably would have ran for another 20 yards right there.
What'd you think of the atmosphere last night?
Oh man, it was amazing. That was a great environment. And you know, 36 years old, going on 37, being in those type of environments, in those type of games, really, you know, we didn't get the outcome that we wanted, but you know, 36 years old, going on 37.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to play on good teams and good environments and a good fan base like this, man, you know, I appreciate it. Obviously, the outcome wasn't what I wanted, but still had fun last night, and it was magical. The fans were amazing last night.
Hey, Von, I'm a big Debo guy, and he's been playing great. He just didn't look right last night. I mean, I don't know how much you actually watched the offense because you're talking to coaches and on the bench and everything, but he just didn't look right. I know the heel probably had something to do with that, but if Terry's going to be out again for the Dallas game, and Noah, who knows if Noah's going to be back, I can't imagine his heel is going to just automatically heal up. He just didn't – he couldn't get open.
Yeah, man, Debo's a soldier, man. You know, he was on the fence all the way up until game time, and he strapped it on for his guys, man. You know, just by him being out there, you know, 60% Debo is still better than a lot of guys in this league, man. And,
right.
You know, he put it on for his brothers, man. We obviously, everybody knew he was hurt, but just having Debo on the field, it just gives the offense other things to think about, you know. Yeah. And whether that's 60% or however he was feeling, I don't know what he was feeling like or what his percentage was last night, but obviously he was hurt, and for him to be able to play through that, you know, it definitely opened up our offense, and you know, it freed up a lot of stuff. Even though he wasn't 100%, just the threat of having Debo out there, it counts for something.
Okay,
so Von, a lot of our listeners and even us, we watch the game and we wonder about tackling. So obviously, big play was DeAndre Swift's touchdown. Quan missed a tackle there, and the question that kind of we all have is: we know under modern day NFLPA rules, can even practice tackling that much? Like, how much do you actually work on tackling?
You know, this is me thinking. This might not be, you know, the popular answer for this, but I feel like, you know, I feel like we're good. You know, we've been playing football our whole entire lives, and you know, it just boils down to a little bit more focus here, a little bit more focus there. We go over tackling. You know, we got Ken Norton Jr. is a coach. Dan Quinn is a coach. We got Coach Pagano. We got great leadership in there that have given us example after example on how to be, you know, efficient tacklers. You know, coach is doing the job. You know, and the players want to make it happen too. It's just a little bit slow and leaky, and that's on everybody. That's on me. And over time, throughout this season, I feel like we'll get better and better. But the coaches are coaching it. They're coaching it hard. And, you know, I learned from a good coach a long time ago, you get what you emphasize.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Coach Quinn and all the guys, they definitely have been emphasizing tackling and breaking tackles on the offensive side of the ball. It's just, you know, it just hasn't been happening for us. Got to get a little bit more population to the ball. These running backs – you see what Bijan did to the Bills last night.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
This reign of offensive players that we had over the last couple of weeks, from Bijan and ATL, or Hampton and with the Chargers, or last night with Swift. You know, everybody has, you know, some type of, you know, guy back there, and we've had a rough shake of these talented running backs throughout these last 3 weeks.
You know, I know you're a veteran. You've seen it all. And so you have a perspective maybe that other guys don't, the younger guys on the team. What was their mood in the locker room afterwards? Because you seem to be fine. Like, you know, all right, next man up or next game, you know, we'll get after it. We'll do our thing. You seem to have it in perspective. What about the rest of the team? Did they take it the same way, or are some of those guys a lot more down?
You know, I wasn't sure. You know, I put on my wig and I was trying to get over to my kids, man. And mm-hmm. you know, Coach McVay, when I went to the Rams, you know, Coach McVay, I think we lost to the 49ers, like right when I first got there. And Coach McVay, he had said, don't ever let a team beat you twice. You know, whether that's on the field or off the field. Like, we did everything on the field. It didn't go our way. Let's not let that carry on to this week and let it drag us down so we lose 2 weeks in a row. So even though the game didn't go how I wanted it to go last night, you know, I'm able to just flush it and just move on to the next one. And I'm a big fan of just not overcorrecting. You know how, like, I got so much faith in this leadership that we have here, from, you know, the GM all the way down to the head coaches, to the assistant coaches, to everybody that we got, and the players that we have in this locker room. I truly have faith in all of these guys. And I'm not a fan of overcorrecting. You know how it's the water's on the road and you're driving fast and you hydroplane.
Right.
If you do too much right, do too much left, then you spin out. You just kind of let go of the wheel and take it easy and just trust, you know, the vehicle that you're in. And we just got to trust, you know, our vehicle, man. And, you know, DQ's doing a good job. That was a tough game. It could have went the other way last night. You know, a play here, a play there. Not a big fan of overcorrecting, just trusting the process, and I have faith that we'll be able to get it balanced out.
Hey, Vaughn, what was the inspiration for the Guns N' Roses outfit? You came in with the wig, the T-shirt, the leather jacket. The only thing you're missing was Slash's top hat. You got to have the top hat, Vaughn. What's going on there?
Yeah, I know, man. It was, you know, I just had that that jacket, and I was trying to put it together. I had that jacket I had the jacket in July, and I was really just trying to put it together. And, you know, I went to L.A. last week, and I was able to get that hat. It looks like a wig, but it's a hat. I was able to get that. And I was like, man, this would go perfect with, you know, this biker jacket that I have. And, you know, just over time, just getting pieces for that look. And I'm glad it looked good, man. It was rock star. It was rock star out yesterday. I wanted the win to go with that, but, you know.
All right, you look like a rock star, and you look like Axl Rose. Can you name two Guns N' Roses songs?
Paradise City.
Yep.
Take me down.
How about Welcome to?
Welcome to the
Jungle.
There you go.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah. Hey, Vaughn, Texas homecoming, Dallas road trip incoming this week. How many tickets do you have to buy for friends and family? Are your old friends from high school, like, coming out of the woodwork whenever you come back to Dallas?
You know, this is my 15th year in the league. I don't have any of those people around. And if they are, they go through my mom. My mom is the bouncer. She organizes all that stuff. She handles all the ticket requests. This week, this is my first time getting a suite at an away game. That's for sure. And this is my first time playing in Texas Stadium during the season. I played the Cowboys before, but I've never played the Cowboys at their stadium.
Oh,
so
this
would be a first. And, you know, family's excited to get out there and play. And, you know, I've always had a little piece of Dallas Cowboys in my heart. I was born and raised there from, you know, the Troy Aikman days, Deion Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Charles Haley. You know, Coach Ken Norton played there too.
Right.
You know, a big fan of the Cowboys. It's a little piece in there. You know, I'm Commanders all through and through, raised hell. But that'll always be there no matter how much I try to cover it up. So this will be a big week, and I'm excited to go back to Dallas and play with these guys.
When you go back to Dallas, do you ever go back to your old neighborhood, see, you know, where you grew up, just to kind of see what's going on over there?
Yeah, I mean, my mom and dad, they still stay, you know, 15 minutes away from my high school. So I'm in DeSoto a lot. I live downtown. I spend 90% of my off season, you know, in Dallas. You know, my kids live in Dallas, so I'm still a native for sure.
Hey, just to go back to last night and post game, your teammate Jaden Daniels, the quarterback, took responsibility for the loss. What'd you think of that? And what have your impressions been of him? Not necessarily just on the field, but off the field so far.
I'm super impressed with Jaden, man, and you know, just when I think, you know, I've seen it all, and, you know, there's nothing that wows me, man. He comes in nonchalant, just ready to just do whatever. And he totally changed my perspective. You know, last night I think they had scored a touchdown, and, you know, he had walked up to me and he was like, you know, it's why we brought you here, you know, go and close the game. And it just, like, just having that reassurance from the guy, like, of course I'm already thinking that, but just, you know, having that, just that little message from Jalen. I think I'm 10 years, 12 years older than this guy. And he just, that little message, it just fired me up. And obviously, you know, it didn't go how I wanted it to go, but I was fired up, man. And just that little message from Jaden, it got me going. So just when I thought, like, you know, he couldn't show me nothing more, he surprised me every time. And he's going to take accountability, because that's just the type of guy that he is. Whether it was on him or not, you know, that's the type of leader that we have, man. And it's an honor and a privilege to take the field with that guy.
Hey, Vaughn, thanks for coming on the day after the game. Go get some sleep, man. You deserve it.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, man. Best of luck to Dallas. We'll talk to you next week.
He's played with stud quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Denver, Peyton Manning, mm-hmm. Buffalo, Josh Allen, little stint in L.A., yeah. Matthew Stafford.
Pretty good run.
You said a really good run
of QBs.
Brock Osweiler, don't forget him.
Yeah, of course. Bank local, cheer local, in business. Every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Excited to get on the Rude guest hotline right now and welcome in our friend, Mr. Fred Smoot. Fred, how you doing, man? You get any sleep last night?
Man, we had better days, brother. No sleep. Me and Jeff were just talking about it. He said he couldn't even sit in his car because that belt had been hit that butt. It was tough on all of us, man. Mm-hmm.
So,
it was.
I totally agree with you, Fred. I'm curious. One thing B and I tried to separate as we were talking about the loss last night is what – at least for me, I kind of consider to be a one-off, a outlier, and then what are the real recurring problems? I don't think Jaden's going to fumble that very often. I think that was a fluky thing. But this team starts slow, and they're bad at tackling and give up big plays. Those are legitimate recurring issues to me.
Yeah, they are, and they starting to really really affect us in how we play. That's something that we did well last year. We tackled as a group. I'm seeing a lot of individual tackles where guys are facing the runner, and it's just one person facing that runner. And great defenses. We got this thing called ants on bread. I don't know if you ever dropped a piece of bread on the ground and seen 23 ants around it, but they get that as a group. They tackle that as a group, and I'm not seeing that from. I'm not seeing that consistently. Here goes the thing about it. I think that's the word we should say with this team. Consistent, because they didn't show flashes of we can be a good defense. They show flashes of we can be a dominant offense. We can be a dominant special team. But then in situational times, they don't do that. And I think that's what's leaving us feeling the way we are. But I must say this. Last night when I left that game, if I have to sum it up in one word, pain. That's what I felt. Mm-hmm. Pain. Because as an ex-player, we can take you beating us 40-0. That means you out-schemed us, you outplayed us, you out-hustled us, and y'all were just better. But when we give you a game like that, this is the thing that nightmares are made of. This is where players have nightmares.
Yep. But, Fred, we talk about the slow starts, and we had a guy call earlier and say, is it really slow starts, or are we having mistakes at the most inopportune times? We got the ball two times. We threw an interception on the first one. We had a fumble on the second possession. What needs to happen for this thing to just start off where we go down and get the score instead of we're down 10-0?
We need to finish what we start. Like you said, it ain't that we had a slow start yesterday. It's just that we left all the drives incomplete in the first half. And that would put us behind the chains. And what we've seen with this team – to allow us to be our best, we are a running team. To run the ball, the game flow has to give you a chance to run the ball, and you can't run the ball down 13-0. You can't run the ball down 20. Like, it takes away what makes you great. And what we need to do is start doing what we did last year, and that's finishing drives. The one thing I can say that I think made us dominant last year, when we would go on these 12, 13, 14 play drives, and it would drain the life out of teams. We're not putting those drives together right now offensively, and it's not giving us a chance. And then defensively, you have to put the runner on the ground. That's my job, right? My first job is to cover. My second job is to put the runner on the ground. If he catches the ball, if he runs the ball, it doesn't matter. But I'm not gonna consistently tackle pro running backs by myself time and time again. It's going to have to be a group effort.
How disappointing do you think the 55-yard touchdown catch to DeAndre Swift, specifically his ability to keep that play going? I thought Quan should have had him out of bounds. Lattimore just unable to get him down. How frustrating was that play specifically for you, a former DB that understood the weight of that possession?
Well, it's one of them things. When it happens, you know it's the scrawl that breaks the camel's back. It's one of those things where you have to understand when you're in that situation, your best friend is the sideline. The sideline is undefeated. B. Mitch can't beat the sideline. Jerry Rice can't beat the sideline. Nor will Barry Sanders beat the sideline. You have to use that as a lethal weapon. At the least, I don't need to tackle him there. I need to get him out of bounds. I need to use his momentum, push him and force him out of bounds. And I'm not mad at Quan for missing that tackle because he shot his shot. But if you Lattimore, you have to finish that and get this guy out of bounds. And I'm not going to take anything from Ben Johnson. That was a great play call. We was in man-to-man. He running an option route. There's only going to be one person or two people out there because everybody else is stuck to their man. I just thought it was a great play call. And thank Lord that we don't play this running back Swift 17 games a year because he has Daniel Jones disease. He loves playing at Northwest State.
He does.
He really does, man.
He did it last year. He did it again this year.
Talking with our friend Fred Smoot here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Fred at fsmoot21, Sean T. As much as the game last night was super disappointing, Fred, I feel like you're a good person to ask about this because I remember when they were doing the rebrand, how into the Red Wolves you were and whatever. They've landed on Commanders. We've all kind of moved forward. But they are making a real effort, I think, to kind of like build out what that brand means. How cool was it last night seeing Darryl Green wave that spear around and getting that raise? It was pretty cool.
It was unbelievable because I was in the suite with all the rest of us. We called it the old folks' home of Ashburn. We was in the suite, and if we all up there, you could see in all our eyes when the lights turn out. And I thought it was cool what the ownership did with the wristbands and that light show. And the first thing came out my mouth: we never got that. We never got that. Right? And then to see Darryl out there and him leading the hell check, that atmosphere said, let's go win this game. Like, the theater put on before the game said, let's go win this game. And for us to have this game in our hands and let it slip through our fingers like that, it kind of erased all the pregame excitement. It kind of erased all the extra bells and whistle when we didn't finish what we started. And yeah. it took some of the air out of it for me.
I totally agree, man. The crowd... Everything, the setup was right, and then you get the pick early and then the fumble. I mean, the first two possessions went pick, fumble, really disheartening. Defensively, Fred, what do you make? Another recurring issue, I'd say, is what seems to be a real trouble spot when opposing offenses are running crossing routes. And I don't know what the fix is. Maybe you can identify it, but, man, it is a problem week after week after week.
They're man beaters. They're man beaters route. When you're predominantly man team, me and Sean Springs had to play one season 80% man to man. All we seen was crosser routes. All we seen was rub routes. And me and Sean just developed this nonverbal communication of we're going to high low it, we're going to inside out it, we're going to triangle it, we're going to box it, we're going to fight you with every weapon that we have. Everything that's in our arsenal, we're going to do it. Like we used to be, if they did a stack route on me and Sean, whoever has the point, I need you to be aggressive. Like if Sean is going to be on the point guy, I need you to jam him to give me a clear view of where my guy is, because when you're playing man to man and you're playing against these man beaters, you're basically a chaser. You, in your head, you before the play even start, you need to be like, I need to get in this guy's hip pocket because I'm going to have to chase him horizontally across this field. So what I'm saying is we're getting beat pre-snap. All right? We're not getting beat during the play. We're getting beat pre-snap because the guys are not having a plan that they can allocate and do at a fast rate and understand I need to get to a certain point on this field where I can – I'm not, and here goes the thing about man to man, and most people don't understand is that don't really know football is man to man coverage is not for interceptions. It's for pass breakups and tackles.
Yeah. Right?
Because you're not going to intercept the ball a lot. So I think the DBs need to get in their head. A win in this situation is no catch, pass breakup, tackle after catch with no yards, no yak. So I think it's all pre snap than it is during the snap.
Fred, they're sitting at 3-3 right now. Where is your mindset with this football team? What needs to happen and what you think got to happen for them to get back on the winning side?
In the immortal words of one great author, Slim Shady, will the real Slim Shady stand up? I need to know who this team is because they show me these glimpses of, oh, yeah, we are that team. Then they show me these lapses of we can't seem to get it right. So as a fan, I can understand when you feel like at one point you feel like you got the best team in the league. At another point, they feel like, oh, we the same old Commanders from the past. I totally understand. And these ebb and flows probably come from the fact that the guy that you had listed as your starting running back at the beginning of the year, gone. John Bates just got back. Sam Cosby, Pro Bowl guard, gone. Reinforcements will come. Will Harris gone. It's so many guys, and I'm not using it because every team in the league has injuries right now. But we did a lot of shuffling right now. We just signed Preston Smith 2 weeks ago. Preston Smith probably played 19 or 20 snaps last night. Right. So I think when the team as a whole becomes whole again, that's when I think we need to really judge this team. But I can say this. Because of these injuries to your number one wide receiver, to your number three wide receiver, guys like Luke McCaffrey have found out that I can play in this league. Yep. And not only can I play in this league, I can be whatever my team need me to be. Right now, Luke might be the number one return man in the NFL, and he had a 40-yarder taken from him last night. Luke McCaffrey is on a tear because Luke McCaffrey believes in Luke McCaffrey. Jalen Lane is out there making plays. We didn't know we were going to have to depend on Jalen Lane. Jalen Lane is out there making plays. So through all of this hurt, through all of this pain, we're still 500. We still have a bulk of the schedule still sitting in front of us. So like I said last year, let grandma cook. And please, kids, get out the kitchen.
I like that, Fred. Looking ahead, actually, why do you think they struggled to run the ball last night? That was a pretty big surprise.
No. That bye week for Chicago, they understood we're not good against the run. We're going to put eight in the box, totally. And we're going to dare you to pass the ball. We're going to say if you pass the ball, damn if you do, damn if we don't. If you get on top of us, we don't care. But what we're not going to let you do, we're not going to let the best rushing team in the NFL utilize that number one thing. And then did you realize on all of the RPOs that we ran last night, all they worried about was where was JD5? They made sure that he gave that ball off. They was not going to let us beat them with him running the ball. So I was always wondering, if they're going to do that, why not do what we did a lot last year? And that was late in the game. We would go into these 4 and 5 wide formations where we would have no backs in the backfield. And then if the play breaks down and nobody's open, then Jaden can use his athletic ability when the play breaks down instead of a design run that they said last night, no design runs from number 5. We accepted. It was just one of those challenges where we was going to say, that's our sprint. We're going to stick to what we do well. We're going to run the ball. And last night they were saying, no, you're not going to run the ball because we're going to have one more man in this box than you can protect.
And I think if you had Terry, you had Noah, they couldn't have done what they did last night.
No, they couldn't.
Last night they were able to do it.
Yep, you're completely right because they feel like it wasn't a threat there. And don't forget, Debo limped into this game with that heel. And as you can see, that heel was bothering him because he wasn't running like regular Debo last night. So now you take away your number one receiver, your number two receiver is limping in, and your number three receiver is at home with your number one receiver. Yeah, they feel like, hey, if they're going to beat us, they're going to beat us in the air. And that's why you've seen a lot of Zach Ertz last night because he was that one dependable guy that we could go to.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times when they're in those jumbo sets, the receiver on the field was Chris Moore, and that's just not a dynamic threat opposite the size where Chicago knows you're probably...
Well, it's nothing that the DBs are going to just lose their mind about. You're not alerting Chris Moore. I'm not no disrespect to Chris Moore. Right. I'm just saying, as a cornerback, you're not, you know, that's a job I got to do it. We're not putting no safety over the top of Chris Moore.
Yeah, totally.
Look, you know, it's a short week now. They're playing Dallas in 5 days. They're back on the practice field tomorrow. Pickens is playing at a really elite level. Jerry Jones says they'll have CeeDee Lamb back. What if anything, do you want to see this secondary try to do against a Cowboys offense anyway that's performing at a really high level?
You know what? This is a mental, very intimate game because this coaching staff and their coaching staff, they know everything about each other. Schottenheimer was there when Coach Quinn was like, they know every little intimate thing about each other. So it's going to be very eager to see the battle of attrition. I'm going to be eager to see which one of these coaching staffs are going to be willing to switch up what they do. Who's going to be able to layer what they do because they know each other inside and out. Coach Quinn knows Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott knows Coach Quinn. Coach Schottenheimer knows him. Coach Witt knows. Like, it's such an intimate thing that you're talking about one of the best offenses in football right now. Skinny Dak is playing some of the best ball he has played in a couple of years. Yes, I'm going to tell you something about Dak. When he starts to lose weight, he starts to run a little bit more. Mm. And if he adds that to his repertoire, that makes the offense that much better. And Williams is running the ball out that backfield. That offensive line is protecting better than people thought they would. So it's going to be a test for this defense. The question is, are you going to go in with an aggressive? Do I want to get Dak off the spot? I'm going to play more zone and coverage and be a more of a bend but don't break defense? Do I want to force a high-powered touchdown scoring offense to just settle for 3? Or do I want to try to make them settle for none and that's a chance for them to get 6?
Do you really want to change up what you do best and become something new? Or you try to stick to what you know? Or go full out on what you know upsets Brett or Dak.
That's the thing about it. Myself, how I would go with it, especially with them having them two threats at wide receiver, I would go more bend but don't break defense. I would play a lot of cover four, a lot of cover two, but I would also match that cover two with a lot of, man in a hole. I want that safety to be in a hole. But I have to do something to force Dak to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And the one thing Dak has proven, I'm not going to make mistakes if I'm standing up and my jersey is clean. We have to get pressure. And if you have to get pressure, especially on a guy like Dak, it's not your defensive ends that's going to affect him. It's your D tackles that's going to affect him. The shortest route to the quarterback straight is through the A and the B gap. Yeah. And if you can get pressure through the A and the B gap and just get your hands up, force him to throw in between defensive linemen, in between linemen, just make it hard for his vision, you have a chance to slow these guys down. But if you let Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and George Pickens just go pitch and catch, you're not going to stop these
guys.
You
got a problem. For sure. That could be big trouble. Fred, we really appreciate you making time.
Young
I know
man.
It was a late night, dude.
Hey, you know, I'm proud of y'all too, man. And I must say this, Jeff looks great. You know, Ozempic Jenkins is looking better than I have ever seen him look in my life, man.
All right, E.T., go home.
Fred, I also... Do you notice, because I know you're a big Game of Thrones guy, how like a lot of the intro, a lot of the stuff they do on the video boards is very Game of Thrones-ish? Like when they show that map of all the little NFL cities, like that's straight out of Game of Thrones.
I love it. I love it. I love it that they're taking on and they're selling the image. Like they're selling what the team and what they want you to think about when you think about the team. And I think that's very intelligent. I think that's very smart because you just can't throw a name out there. It has to be a meaning behind the name.
There you go.
Right. All right, Fred. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time.
All right, anytime, fellas.
All right. All right. That's our guy, Fred Smoot. Give him a follow at FSmoot21, Sean T. Phone lines are still lit up. A couple other things I want to just kind of tidy up as we get ready. Grant and Danny coming your way at 2 o'clock. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Let's go out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and talk to a local guy, done very well, went to the University of Maryland, who had a 17-sack season at a two-year stretch where he sacked the quarterback 29 and a half times. Sean Merriman's always fun to have on the program to talk football with. Sean, it's good to talk to you again in D.C. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, my man. How about you?
Doing very well. What do you make of the Commanders? They're 3-3. They've literally gone one loss, one loss, one loss. Very inconsistent so far. We were hoping for a faster start. What do you make of them?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's, with them, it comes down to consistency, right? It just seems like they come into some weeks and they're ready to go. They're prepared, and they come out flat. And you can kind of feel it early on, right, which team you're getting. So I don't know if that just, you know, kind of starts from the top and work its way down and maybe a different regimen, because I've had it happen before too, where you got to switch something up because whatever it is, it's causing them to come in sometime up and you can tell that the team is showing up and then they come out flat and doesn't finish. And so, you know, there's something they need to fix internally for sure.
Sean, were you ever on a team that just perennially or like seemed like every week just couldn't get going at the start of the game? Like, were you ever on a team like that came out flat, and what was the fix?
No, you know what? It wasn't a team-based, but I can tell individual players. Yeah. I was always the one to kind of break down the huddle before every game. And you can start seeing certain guys are bouncing around, and some ones into it ready to go, and you see the ones kind of creeping around the back of the huddle, right? Just, like, looking up at the stadium, like, oh, man, they're not ready. So you can see it out of certain guys, but, again, it's up to whoever the leader is of that team to get them, you know, whether it's, you know, Bobby or whoever it is, start getting these guys ready to go, especially the ones got experience to know, all right, these guys are ready, these guys aren't, and let me get everybody on the same page.
Sean Merriman at one point finished top three in defensive player of the year voting in the NFL, joining us to talk about the league on Grant and Danny. What about generating takeaways? You know, there were times in your career where you were an automatic sack fumble and waiting. Washington, in four of their six games, has not gotten a takeaway this season, and it's become a huge talking point again this week. In fact, their D coordinator, Joe Witt, today at the podium said they're doing different drills in practice to try to help players get more takeaways. I just watched the league now, Sean, and there's punch fumbles every week, every play. It seems like somebody's punching at the ball, and Washington can just never seem to pull it off. What about the teams you were on, the ones that were really good at turning the ball over versus not? Like, what's the key there, and why can't they figure this out?
Well, we had Wade Phillips as a defensive coordinator. Wade had it down to like a numbers game. And we were showing, based on what our offense is capable of doing and putting up points, if we got them one or two extra takeaways a game and winning percentage, we had it down to a science. We knew exactly if we did certain things, if we had how many pressures, how many sacks, and if we put the ball back in our offense hands with them, with their capabilities of scoring, we knew exactly what the outcome was going to be. We had it down to a science. And with them, you got a quarterback there who can put up points. And you know, if you give him an extra set of downs, you give him an extra turnover, something's going to happen with that can change the entire game. And so when you look at a defense as a whole, they need somebody, one player. They need one guy to go out there to do that, to create that havoc, get the ball back, because it becomes contagious. And I played on these teams where we had, you know, Sean Phillips on the opposite side of me, Jamal Williams. We had, you know, Cromartie and Quentin Jammer. We had all these guys who know that if something happened, we were so contagious because the next guy's going out there trying to also get one. It became a thing that we had across the board. So you need somebody at some point to go out there and get you a sack, strip, force fumble, and recovery. Get the ball back, because now another linebacker, now defensive tackle, a cornerback is going to be going out there looking to match. So you just need that one guy to step up, and I don't think they got that right now.
So, Sean, as dominant a pass rusher as you were, I wonder if you face something like this that Washington's going through as well. So I got the stat from Bill Barnwell. Washington's allowing more yards per dropback without pressure than any other team in the NFL. In other words, when the pass rush doesn't get home, they're cooked. A, were you on you ever on a team like that where guys are just sort of struggling to cover? And then, you know, kind of what does that do to put the pressure on those pass rushers where it feels like every time you can't set anybody up for anything in the future? It's like, if we don't get home, it's 20 yards in the other direction.
If you don't set it up, if you don't have somebody that's able to go out there with a four-man front and just line up and beat a tackle one-on-one or beat a guard one-on-one, if you don't have those guys, you got to start getting creative. Because, and believe me, I've been around a situation like that before where the front four just didn't get home. They're not beating. I know it's a team game, but it really comes down to one-on-one matchups. That DN has to be able, or outside linebacker has to be able to beat that tackle. That nose guard, nose tackle have to be able to figure out to beat that guard or that center. It comes down to a bunch of one-on-one matchups, and if you're not doing that, you have to get creative, right? Start bringing those linebackers up in the A and B gap and dropping them, and then bringing a safety off the edge. You got to start getting creative if your four-man rush is not getting home. And that's the thing that I've been paying attention to them with. That's why I keep harping on. They don't have a guy that's emerged that, you know what, he can go out and change this game for us, and they just don't have that player that's emerged yet.
Sean Merriman on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Do you feel it early in the year that you've got a team that like is better than how it's playing? And, you know, we've been talking about if Washington doesn't beat Dallas, they'd be 3-4. And there's going to be a fan reaction of like, okay, maybe you can sell a couple pieces, or with the schedule ahead being daunting, you know, maybe you're just not good enough this year. But I wonder, can a GM, can a coach, can a player, can they tell we're going to be a lot better? We just have to fix these few things versus looking in the mirror and going, yeah, this is probably what they are.
It's so hard because as a player, you look at, okay, if this guy was in this gap, then that run isn't a 15-yard run. It's a 2-yard game. Or if this cornerback or defensive back was sitting right here and playing where he should be in this coverage, that's an incomplete pass or possibly interception. And so you, as a player, you're like, oh man, this is. You ever hear guys say we're close, we're right there, but the fans look like we're tired of you losing, right? So you're looking at the box score, but as a player, you're like, man, we just had this guy right here in this gap. That's not a 15-yard run. If we had this DB over here playing, you know, deep third, and he was in position, that's an incompleted pass, right? Or we stopped him getting the first down. So as a player, you're speaking as individual downs. The fans and the people on the outside only care about box scores, right? And right now, it's just looking like because of the on and off of them just being inconsistent, that they're not playing well. But I guarantee you, if you go back and look at those games, the ones they probably should have put themselves in position to win, it's one or two guys that's in, it is not in the right position. And that makes you more sick because the fans are looking at the box score saying, I mean, these guys aren't playing well. As a player, you're like, God, man, I wish they knew. I wish they understood. So I think they're getting a lot of that to happen right now.
Great, Sean Merriman with us here on Grant and Danny. A couple Super Bowl contenders, Sean, in Philadelphia and Buffalo have both dropped a couple games in a row and haven't looked great while doing it. What are you seeing there? What do you make of those teams?
You know, the problem is with Buffalo right now, you're letting games slip you should have won. And those games are what bites you later on in the season when the wild cards start popping up, positioning in the playoffs start popping up. You go back, you look at those first four games of the season or five games, you're like, man, we should have beat them because we would have been a one seed, or we would have been coming out the AFC East on top. And so you start looking at these early games, and that's what Buffalo is going to get hurt at, because these games you're dropping this close, you know, it's going to bite them in the end of the season. As far as Philly, you know, it's weird with Philly because they have just last year alone, how many games they should have lost. If you look, right, you know, people get on them about not being that great of a team or scooting by. The object, the whole thing is to win. But as soon as things happen in Philly, for whatever reason, it's everybody jumps on them. But are they as good as everybody think they are? They're not what they were. They got a bunch of missing pieces. I don't think they're not as dominant as they were in certain areas. Jalen Hurts, you know, he got his ups and downs, man. We like, man, what are you thinking? What are you looking at? So you got to remove where they were in the past and where they are right now, and they're just not as dominant as they once were.
So, Sean, I want to do quick story time with you here. So tonight's Thursday Night Football, Steelers, Bengals, two quarterbacks that are 40-plus, Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco. You actually were in the same draft, though, if memory serves, as Aaron Rodgers, right? You went 12th the same year he went 24th. So I'm guessing, were you at the draft as well?
No, I stayed home because I didn't want that camera in my face like it was his.
So where were you supposed to go that year?
I was, and I was slated to go anywhere from the third pick to the 12th pick. It's somewhere in there, and I got
so
invited out.
So you slipped too.
Yeah, because it was really team me, right? Braylon Edwards ended up going to Cleveland at 3, and then the next defensive player I think was taken was Pac-Man and went to Tennessee. So it was really positional based, and I was a second, you know, I think the second linebacker taking DeMarcus in front of me. So it became positional need, but again, man, I was not. Remember, the draft used to be, I mean, even if you went late in the first round, it was 10 hours long. And I, the last thing I wanted to do was be sitting there with that camera in my face and wondering how far I'm going to slide. So, yeah, no way.
So he ended up, obviously, I mean, as you said, it was like 4 or 5 hours of him sitting there, and they were just showing him over and over again. It had to be excruciating. But what I was going to ask is, thinking you were at the draft, like, what do you remember about him in that process? But I guess for you, you didn't have to worry about it because you stayed home. Did you do any pre-draft stuff with him, like going to events or anything? Or did, obviously, you played him, you played Flacco. It's crazy that they're both still in the league and starting
just
against each other.
80
tonight.
Years of life playing tonight, yeah.
Yeah. you bring out the old man, bring out the Ben Gann, the icy hot for both of them guys, right? They've been around forever. But I'll say this. What he's doing in Pittsburgh, and I know he's not Aaron Rodgers, not who he was 5 and 7 years ago, and so, but Pittsburgh only needed somebody that can play above average. That's all they needed. So for him to come in and doing what he's doing right now for them actually puts them in contention to come out on top of that division. And it doesn't help that Burrow's down. It doesn't help, you know, that Cleveland and it doesn't help these other teams. Now, I will say tonight, I think Hendricks is down. The defensive end for Cincy, I think they just ruled him out. So that, again, that's just all the cards are stacking up for Pittsburgh Steelers this year, which is pretty incredible.
Your old team, the Chargers, looked unbelievable for a few weeks. Then I think injuries hit and haven't been able to overcome them here. They squeaked by Miami this past week. They're 4-2, so built up a bit of a cushion. But what do you make of them in a really crowded AFC West?
It's, man, that injury bug is something else. And let me remind you that their injuries were to key players, right? I mean,
right.
Rashawn Slater goes down beginning of the year. He's arguably probably the top two or three best tackle in football. Then you move Joe Alt to the left side. He goes down with a high ankle sprain. He just got back to practice today. Then you got both your running backs down, one out for the season, the other one down with an ankle. And then also Khalil Mack. So if you start looking at just – not just regular injuries to guys that were really good players. This is their key guy. This is their stars. So they have to weather the storm these next couple of weeks. And thank God they kind of slipped by Miami, because Miami is playing against their backs on the wall, too, with a possible head coaches that won't make it through the season. Possible, you know, all the internal stuff that's going on with two on the players and stuff that he's made public. They got a lot of stuff going, too, so their backs are against the wall. So for the Chargers to go out and squeeze one into Miami was great. Now, they got their hands full with the Colts this weekend. I can tell you that, injury or no injury, the Colts are playing well right now.
Sean Merriman on Grant and Danny. We check in with him a couple times a football season. We know you're always busy as well with Extreme Fighting and Lights Out. You got Lights Out 28 coming up. What can you tell us about it?
Man, we got a massive card November 1st. We'll be in Long Beach, California. One of these days, I'm going to get a fight out there. Every time I come, you know, and I'll go and people ask me, man, when are you having fights out here? Trust me, it's coming. I'm working on it. But we got a big fight November 1st. We'll be live on Lights Out Sports TV. So if you guys don't have Lights Out Sports TV, it's my free ad-supported all sports streaming service. You can download it on any smart TV, iOS and Android. But we got a ton of free live sports there. But we got a massive, massive card. In fact, I think, you know, at least two guys will end up in the UFC after this card if they go out and take care of business.
Oh, wow.
Sean, always cool to catch up with you, dude. And good luck with the fight. It's November 1st, you said?
November 1st. And, we kick off at 4:30 Pacific, and then we'll be on Lights Out Sports TV. Any smart TV you guys got out there, you can download it completely free, but we'll be live there.
Love it, dude. Good luck with it, man. Appreciate the time, as always.
You got it, my man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, be good. There's Sean Merriman. Love talking ball with him. Always busy, too. He's got an entrepreneur, man.
Seriously,
he's got a lot going on.
He works.
Sure does.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.